Now listen to what it says on the fourth day. Then God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs, for seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. And it was so. All right. So now God has made two great lights. He's made the sun and he's made the moon. One of those is there to give light in the day, to divide the light from the darkness. Everybody say the word divide. That's important. We have to divide the light from the darkness. And notice in verse 16, then God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day. And this is the part I want to talk about tonight. And the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So God makes the moon and the sun at the same time, but he gives them an assignment. One of them is going to rule the day. The other is going to rule the night. Now, that just sounds like a science lesson until Jesus comes along and messes with us by saying in John 8 and 12, he says, I am the light of the world. Wait a minute. I thought the sun was the light of the world. No, Jesus comes along and Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but you will also have light in you. He said, if you follow me, I'm the light of the world. You're going to have light in you. And then he says a few verses later, in Matthew chapter 4, 5 and 14, he says, you are the light of the world. So here he says he's the light of the world. And then he says that we are also the light of the world. How can that be? Well, if you understand the prophetic implications here, then you know that Jesus is saying when God created the world on the fourth day, guess when Jesus was born? If you look at as a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day, you look at the second day was Noah's flood. What happened on the second day of creation? The water was divided from the land and dry land appeared. God is prophesying in every single day of creation. I don't have time to go into all seven of them, but every single day of creation, he's prophesying a future that will happen in that 1,000 year period. Well, we get to the fourth day. What happens in the 4,000th year of mankind from Adam? Jesus Christ is born. So Jesus is now showing up on the fourth day, the 4,000th year of creation. Jesus is born, and now he's saying, and prophetically, I have come to represent the sun. I am the light of day, and you will be the light of night. Now, I want you to look at this next screen. Let me show you what I'm talking about. So prophetically speaking, Jesus is saying, I am the sun, and you are the moon. Jesus is saying, I am the sun and the body of Christ, my bride. I will rule the day, but I am giving you authority to rule the night. I will light up the day with my presence, but when the night comes, it cannot come against you because the light of the moon will penetrate every darkened night. It doesn't matter how dark it gets. When the moon comes out, it will light up not just your backyard. It'll light up from one end of the country to the other end of the country because it is penetrating the darkness and lighting the darkness. So understand this. We have been given authority by Christ prophetically with this to be the one that changes the atmosphere of darkness. You've heard me say it before, and I am happy to say it again tonight. If you're looking for a demon chaser for a pastor, you need to find you somebody else. I am not going to spend my life listening to every crack in the door and running from the devil and being afraid to touch somebody's face that came from Guatemala. I am not going to live my life seeing the devil in every single rug and seeing the devil in every single spoon. Yes, I know he exists, but the last time I read the Bible, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The last time I read the Bible, if God is for me, who can be against me? If you hear a noise in your house, just assume it's an angel. You don't have to get up and plead the blood of Jesus. No, if you've got the blood of Jesus on your doorpost, you can just start speaking in tongues, and I promise you, he don't want to come anywhere around you if you're full of the Spirit. I just don't understand these people that live in this constant fear of the devil. Do you realize you are giving him permission to come into your life? If you live in fear of Satan, then you're just inviting him into your circumstances every time you turn around. My head is not in the sand. I know he's real. I know there are spiritual attacks, but read the Bible. When the Philistines took the Ark of the Covenant and stole it from the battle, they took it into the temple of an idol of Dagon. Which one bowed? The Ark of the Covenant didn't fall apart, but Dagon's head got cut off. His hands got cut off. He laid on the ground. You bring the Holy Ghost into your house, it'll run every devil out of your house if you are full of the power of God. Sometimes instead of just being demon chasers, we just need to get out our gospel music and dance in the kitchen and get out our oil and anoint the bedroom and pray in the Holy Ghost all over the house until the joy of the Lord returns instead of the fear of whatever you think is coming to get you. I understand it, folks. We are under attack. Listen, I can tell you story after story. I'm not above any of that. My life has been attacked over and over and over and over, but I refuse to live in fear. I refuse to walk around every day having more confidence in the devil's power than God's power. I've got more confidence in God's power than the devil's power. Oh, I know the devil. I know the devil has power, but I know who created him. He is one entity. I serve a God who's omnipresent. I serve a God who's omniscient. I serve a God who's omnipotent. I serve Almighty God. God, El Shaddai. There is no power greater than El Shaddai. No, the one who's in you is stronger than him. You can bind the strong man and take back what's yours in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com. Or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Now understand this word rule is kind of interesting, because when you look at the word rule, it's the Hebrew word mimshalah, and that word literally means dominion, govern, power, and rule. I know I've got some here tonight, so I'm not fussing, because you're already in the house, and I'm not going to preach to the choir. But we need more Christians, and I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about everywhere. We need more Christians who are walking in dominion. We need more Christians who are taking back what was stolen from them. We need a few Christians that's not afraid to go into the enemy's camp and say, listen, I am your worst nightmare. You shouldn't have picked on my kids, because I've come with intercessors. I've come with the power of the Holy Ghost. You picked on the wrong family when you picked on my kid. Hallelujah. You pick on my kid. Perry Stone said, you pick on my kid, I'll build a whole building to win a generation if I have to. No, you come to the wrong house. Don't you tell me you're coming after my children, because I'll come after every child you have. I'll come after them with both arms and angels all around me. No, we have got to have some guts and some courage and some strength to stand up and fight in the face of the enemy. I know the enemy is real, but so is the Holy Spirit. I know the enemy is real, but so are the angels of the Lord. God did not call us to live a life in the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And we need a few people that's not afraid to shake your fist at the devil and say, you know who's with me. You know my big brother said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You know the Holy Ghost lives in this house. How dare you think you can knock on this door when the angels of the Lord are encamped round about those who fear him? They'll deliver me every single time from your grasp. Yes, I know you're going to be attacked, and I know it's going to come, but quit testifying for the devil. Quit giving him credit for every little flat tire and every little headache. My goodness, sometimes it's just a headache, and sometimes it was just a nail. And don't give the devil credit for something he doesn't deserve. He loves it when you testify. But tell about how God, in my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I heard his cry. He heard my cry in the midst of his tabernacle. And the Bible says in Psalm 18, and God rode upon a cherub, and he did fly, yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind, and darkness was under his pavilion, and fire and hell and vapor of smoke. That's the God you serve. Give the Lord praise and give the Lord credit for your deliverance. Oh, yes, weeping will endure, but only for the night. But joy is going to come in the morning if you just keep it up. Just stay close to the Lord. Hallelujah. So I think we need more people that understand what dominion looks like. We need some more people who can govern, some people who can rule, some people who have the power of God inside of them. And instead of getting scared and calling everybody, I think you would probably scare the devil to death if you got up yourself and said, okay, you come after me, here's the oil. You know what I can do with this? I'm about to send you back to where you came from. Listen, I've done it before. I walked the floors of my house, and I can't wait till one day till God shows me. I'm only seeing through the glass darkly right now. I can't wait till God replays that for me on the heaven screen. I hope he gives me a big old bowl of popcorn, and I hope I get to sit there and the Lord says, you remember that day that you walked through your house and you sent every demon back to the abyss? Well, let me show you what happened on the other side. I sent Michael to your rescue. I sent Gabriel to your rescue, and they locked them in the abyss. You sent them to the abyss. That's where they are now. Because you put them there. Oh, yes, you can put the devil out of your house. You can put him out of your family. You can put him out of your life. You don't have to live a life tormented by evil around you. The lesser light shall rule the night. Hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.